listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
We welcome you all to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Tim, here in the studio with my friend, Amanda. And Amanda, you had another great conversation. Why don't you tell us all about it?
Thanks, Tim. It is great to be here with you to talk about another one of the top 50 site consultants in the industry, and that is Alex Fry. He's the director of the Business Incentives Practice within the Global Business Consulting Group of Cushman and Wakefield. He has had great experience in the industry. He tells a really cool story about how he got involved in the field of site selection. And he's also fluent in Spanish and German, which has really helped him in dealing with international projects and assisting international clients. So I look forward to you guys hearing my conversation with Alex. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today on An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're glad you're here as well. Let's get started right away. What are three things everyone should know about you?
Let's see. Three interesting things. I moved to the United States in 1988, so I'm actually German. I speak German, Spanish, and English, so English is my third language. I actually was a mechanical engineer for a long time, so my background in industrial has helped me quite a bit in my current business. And I enjoy endurance sports like triathlons and marathons. So I'm really into that.
Wow, that's an impressive three things. That gives us a great insight into who you are. Tell us, how did you first get involved in site selection?
Well, like probably many site selectors that you may speak with, we kind of fall into these kinds of things. So during my times when I worked as an engineer, I actually designed car plants, was part of what I used to do in a previous life. And I always asked myself, why are these plants in the middle of nowhere? I'm a young guy. I want to go out and have fun, but I'm in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing to do. And it just kind of intrigued me. So I started researching and trying to figure out how that works. And, you know, it led me towards, you know, site selection, real estate type industry, and been here ever since.
Wow, that's really interesting on how you got to the industry. I love hearing that backstory. So tell me, this is a little bit off script, but in your role in this field, have you been able to use your language skills, your ability to speak German and Spanish to work with maybe global or international clients at all?
Yeah, it certainly has helped in many instances. Given the fact that Cushman & Wakefield is a global company, we do have a certain network of clients or just exposure to foreign direct investment type clients. A lot of that is European. As you probably know from reading reports, the German companies are pretty strong in the United States as far as setting up subsidiaries. So it's been helpful when people say, hey, we have a German client. Can we get you on the phone and speak to them? And it always helps to just relate a little bit better and being able to put on the thinking cap the way they're looking at things coming into a market like the United States, since I am German and I worked for a German company for a long time. And then on the Spanish side, same thing. It's mostly companies wanting to go from the U.S. down to South America or Mexico. And the language barrier, even though many people in Mexico speak English, it's still, in a lot of cases that we've experienced, has been an issue. So being able to speak the lingo has certainly helped facilitate projects.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a fantastic asset and advantage to have in this field. So that's great to hear. From your experience working in site selection, what's maybe one inside secret that you lean on when you're looking at communities for a specific project?
Well, my inside secret is really my team. We have a lot of people that I can lean on to help me get information and get on the phone or on the internet or whatever it may be to get the right person or to get the right information. But inside secret is we all have our preferred people or economic developers that we like to work with in just about every community or state. So it's a particular person that we reach out to and say, hey, can you help me out with this? Or who should we be talking to? So it's something that takes a long time to build up, but I have my inside secret just about in every market that we've ever done business.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective that you've built those relationships with economic developers and then they can help you. Specifically, you call on them when you're doing a particular project. Can you tell us, maybe branching off from that a little bit, are there certain marketing strategies that work well on you? And maybe that's how some of these relationships began initially, or maybe it's just impressive marketing that you've seen that's really effective.
You know, we get that kind of question often, as you can imagine, from economic developers that come visit us. And, you know, we mostly have to turn down a lot of the meeting requests that we have because we could probably have some kind of economic development agency in our office just about every week throughout the whole year and speak with people, and we just don't have the time. But what we usually tell, or what I think is the most effective thing, is one, keep us informed of things that are changing, things that we can't just look up. We have every resource available to us, third-party databases, our own databases, where we can look up just about any information that you can think of. It's the things that you can't look up, or you can't just pull up on something that are relevant. And so what does that mean is, you know, there may be a building or there may be a facility that is going to become available because we know that the owner of the company is looking to move or is selling it or something. Or there may be a change in incentives, or there might be a change in tax, or a change in a regulatory environment that's coming down the pipeline that hasn't been publicized. Those are the kinds of things that are valuable information to us, and those are things that we can't, you know, just pull up on the internet or find someplace easily.
That's great advice for everybody who's listening today. I'm glad you mentioned that. So can you tell us a little bit too, another maybe insight into this field, what are some of the major things that your clients and companies are coming to you and saying are the most important things on their minds when they're looking for a location?
Sure. So that depends on the type of project. So we work both industrial and office type projects. But in general, between the two, one of the things that, you know, we here at Cushman have been focusing on quite a bit is on the labor side, in particular the millennials and what their trends and how they like to work and what's important to them, you know, how they think. And it's really transforming the way a lot of companies are thinking about their location decisions and then ultimately their real estate structure. So, you know, human capital is top of mind, of course, on the manufacturing side. We still hear that, you know, some of the higher skilled type trades are hard to find and hard to fill. So that then becomes a important fatal flaw or criteria for the site selection piece. And then gets into the overall cost of the project, whether it's taxes, labor costs, infrastructure, utilities, regulatory environments, real estate, so on and so forth.
So turning to you a little bit more as one of these top 50 site consultants in North America, how do you define success for yourself in your role?
Well, ultimately, what we're trying to do is have a client who's happy with its decision and a community that is happy with the project. So making a happy community and a happy client is ultimately what makes us successful and gets us publicity and gets us, you know, business in the future. So I think I'll take those two. If it's a happy client and a happy community, that's a good day.
Yeah, absolutely. So also for you, kind of on the leadership side of this business, what's maybe one lesson in leadership that you carry with you and that you would hope to pass on to others?
I guess my point on that is something that it's probably recycled from other people, but what I found to be definitely true from my experience is surrounding yourself with good people, with a great team, which we have here, of course, at Cushman. We have a lot of good junior consultants, senior consultants, and managers. So having a lot of smart people around you just elevates your game and makes you look better and, you know, help promote them through their careers and help them advance to what they're trying to achieve. This industry is very small, so one day you may be working for somebody who used to work for you, so you better be nice to everybody.
Yeah, that's a good insight for sure on that. This will be our closing question, so we'll get you out of here after this. But if you could tell a room full of economic developers just one thing, what would that be?
Stop telling me that you're centrally located. You can be centrally located in just about anywhere in the world, depending on how you, you know, in which context that is. That is like a recording that as soon as I hear that, I tune out.
All right. Well, that is a good piece of practical advice to close with today. So, Alex, thank you so much for your time and just sharing your insights and your expertise into what you do every day as one of North America's top 50 site consultants. And congratulations again on being recognized by your peers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.